Finishing moves are the biggest weapon in a wrestler's arsenal. The coup de grace, the grand finale, the bit where someone hits someone really, really hard. Sweet chin music, the stone cold stunner, the great Carly head chop. These are the pinnacle of wrestling excellence, especially that last one. Look at it. Look at it. That is wrestling. But what about the current WWE roster? Well, Baron Corbin's end of days is fantastic. The F5 is still around. The bank statement is a vicious bastard. And the RKO is still striking for... And the RKO is still striking from, quote, out of nowhere, trademark hashtag. But enough about those, let's focus on the terrible ones. I'm Adam from WhatCulture.com, and here are the top 10 worst finishers in the WWE today. Number 10, AJ Styles, Styles Clash. Ho-ho! Hear me out. I think it's fair to say that the reason the Styles Clash is as infamous as it is that it has a habit of severely injuring the necks of people who don't take it correctly. Lionheart, Yoshitatsu, Roderick Strong all have real life suffered at the hands of the move. Such things undeniably give the Styles Clash an aura of danger, which distracts from the fact that the move is pretty lame. Styles falls forward and plops his opponents onto the mat on their front. The problem is, Styles doesn't look like he weighs that much, and the force with which his opponents hit the canvas is often negligible. All that build-up and risk for a move that lands with a light thump just doesn't seem worth it. Number 9, John Cena's STF. Now this is a tricky one because the STF is a gnarly move that looks like it hurts like a mamma jamma. Here's William Regal crunching it on someone like a Thug Life G. And here's John Cena doing it. Oh. It's odd for John Cena to have a finishing move that he doesn't know how to do. That is odd. When the STF works because you're pulling the head back and wrenching the spine. What Cena does is trap someone's leg and then lie on top of them going, "Rrr, arrow." Maybe he puts pressure on their ears with his big arms, but, you know, it gives them a bit of a headache, maybe, but that's it. Seriously, why are his arms straight? What's worse than all of this is that sometimes he actually does lock in the move. He did against Rusev in the lead up to WrestleMania. Why can't he do that more? Does he not know that this looks amazing and this looks awful? Someone tell me why!